So since Purim is coming up, we'll talk about a Megillah topic. I tried to tie it into Avdol. It doesn't really tie into Avdol at all. So we'll just talk about a regular Purim topic. Many of you, I want to say as you get older, but I guess even when you're younger, this happens to me. You start with Hadodi Friday night, and what's the first thing that happens? You start drooping off. Second with Hadodi starts, you're already out. And I'm sitting up on the bima, so I'm always nervous. I tell my son to elbow me if he sees me starting to fall over my face. You know, just so I shouldn't look like I'm smack down on the shtender there. But it happens usually anytime I think you go to shul at night. That's my theory. Anytime you go to shul on a yontif. So you now get to the night of the Megillah. It's been a long day, let's say, at work. And they start reading the Megillah, and you just keep on going like this. With the head down, the eyes drooping. And then you keep on, of course, getting yourself up less than a second later. But you keep on drooping.
But you miss.
Well, that's the question. Yeah. Are you Yotze Mikra Megillah? You certainly heard most of the words. I'd like to say you heard all the words, but you were dozing, you were drowsy, whatever you want to call it. So, are you Yotze, yes or no, Megillah? No. Okay. So the problem is, the Mishnah in Megillah says, Kara Serugin u'misnamnim, if you read the Megillah either backwards, separate issue, u'misnamnim, or drowsing Yotze, your Yotze. Says the Gemara, what in the world does it mean, drowsing or dozing or whatever, misnamnim? Hechi dami misnamnim, says the Gemara, what does it mean to be dozing off, that you're Yotze? Amrevashi nim vlo nim tir vlo tir, tekarule v'ani vlo yada v'hadure svara v'chi midgru midgur. What does that mean? That you're up, but you're not up. They call your name, you would answer, but you don't really know how to say anything intelligent back. Like, yeah, like the kids ask you, like, yeah, can I go take the car and like at 2 a.m. in the morning and come back? Yeah, whatever. Something like that, right? But if they ask you, do you remember? Your kid asked you something, you would say, yeah, I remember. I remember someone was talking to me. That state of play, are you Yotze Megillah or not? I would say that when someone dozes off during shul, you're probably in about that stage during the second or two that you are dozing. Yotze or not Yotze? Gemara says, you're Yotze. Says the Yerushalmi, in Megillah, Minah, and all talking of stories before, the lines before, all talking about Mikra Megillah, Minasha v'yosef kami Rab Zu'ure v'inamnim. Rab Minasha was sitting in front of Zu'ure, and he started dozing off, presumably during the Megillah reading. Amar Leh, Rav Zeir says to him, Chazer Lach, you have to repeat it to Lo Kaventis. You are not focusing. You're not having intent. And Yotze Mikra Megillah, it sounds like. See, now I have a contradiction. Our Talmud Bavli says, if you're drowsing or dozing or whatever, drowsy or whatever it is, during Mikra Megillah, you're Yotze. The Yerushalmi says, you're not Yotze. So how are we going to deal with this apparent contradiction? Now, before we answer, we have to read from the most authentic source I could find, which is a website called The Sleeping Center. Okay. The Sleeping Center has like this. What do you hear while sleeping? Okay. A 2006 study took a close look at how the brain processes sounds while you're sleeping. They found that during light sleep, such as during short naps, or when you're first falling asleep, you are still processing the things you're hearing. You can even hear and process words that you hear while you're in this light sleep. EEG readings of sleep participants showed that during light sleep, the participants' brains were still responding to words and were continuing the verbal recognition tasks they started when they were awake. They were able to hear and process new words even while sleeping. As you transition into deep sleep, however, you stop processing external sounds, etc., etc. Okay, one more sentence to read to you. Originally, scientists thought that the brain shut down during sleep and didn't process anything happening in the external world. But now researchers are discovering that what really happens. While it's true that during some sleep stages, our brains pay very little attention to what's happening around us, during other stages, we're able to hear and process sounds even in our sleep. Not only that, but we are listening for certain sounds while we sleep, even when we're in a deep sleep. For example, we grow accustomed to the sounds that usually fill our home during sleep. This includes the hum of the fridge or the heating or cooling system turning on and off. But as soon as there's a strange sound, we wake up almost immediately. Was there something rustling outside? Did one of the kids just get up? We're having a snack. Who's having a snack in the kitchen? These sounds are considered relevant sounds, and the brain pays attention to these sounds even during sleep. Now I ask you my question. The Bavli says, you're drowsing. Your Yotze Megillah. Your Shalmi says, you're not, I don't know. Your Shalmi says, you're not Yotze. So Mr. Eis wants to say he's got an answer. Maybe it's light sleep versus deep sleep. It's hard to imagine, though, that Rav Menashe fell asleep, a deep sleep, in the middle of Megillah. That would have been really bad. I don't know. Would have conked out, flat on the bench. No? So how are you going to answer up this Bavli versus your Shalmi? So we've got five answers. Ready, go. Answer number one is, who are we talking about? Are we talking about the reader, or are we talking about the listener? Says the Mordechai, he says, the Yerushalmi ikla memer delo palaga masnisa. The Yerushalmi is not arguing on our Mishnah. Dimkara misnamnim, if you read it while you were drowsy, okay, imagine Mr. Spear in the middle of his Megillah reading, all of a sudden puts his eyes down. Again, that's so common, right? Maybe he has a bar mitzvah this week, so maybe he's a little bit tired, I don't know. Miachar shotzia bepiv yotze. Since he said every word, he may have read the words chashverosh, but lemaisa, he said all the words, right? Okay, so here's yotze. But if you hear him read very, he says it strongly, and you hear, you don't hear the whole thing, then, says the Mordechai, you're not Yotze. According to this Mordechai, the listener, unless he's up for the entire Megillah, is not Yotze. Answer number one. The Sefer HaShlama was a big discussion who the Sefer HaShlama was. He wrote a commentary on the Rif right after the Rif. Some say, I think, if I may be correct about this, I think so, that the Rif himself wrote it. It was like a second version of the Rif. But he's early 1200s. He writes like this. He says the exact opposite. The reader, if he falls asleep, dozes off, is not Yotze. You know why? Because he didn't say every word, reading it inside. So even if he said, first thing that happens when you start dozing off is what? Your eyes close. You ain't reading that Megillah inside so well. But the listener, he says, listener who's been Yotze through Shomea Ka'one and Shomea, he says, maybe the listener would be Yotze. So it's the exact opposite of the Mordechai's answer. That's answer number one. Answer number two. Yeah.
The reader dozes off. He's not Yotze.
Yeah.
But neither are any.
In that
else.
Case, correct. In that case, the listeners wouldn't right. be. But if the reader doesn't doze off, yeah. and just the listener dozes off, he says, of course you're Yotze. Because the reader read it properly. Right. Correct. Answer number two. Says the Ravan, who was a great grandfather of the Rush, we're talking about 1100s, he says like this, Kara misnamnim yotze, venerally appears to me, who adin was shomea misnamnim. In other words, both the reader and the listener are yotze. So what about the Yerushalmi? Yerushalmi, he says, wasn't talking about Megillah. I read the Yerushalmi. If you listen carefully to my preface, the story is right before this line of the Gemara. We're talking about Megillah. It's in Meseches Megillah v'Yerushalmi, okay? But this line just says, Menashe ava Yosef kumi Reb Zeira. Menashe was sitting in front of Reb Zeira. That's all it says. V'inamnim. And he was dozing off. Omar le, he says to him, Chazer l'cha. You have to repeat it. Dvo kivanis. Doesn't say we have to repeat. Says the Karban Eda, on the side of the Yerushalmi, commentary on the Yerushalmi, you know what it means? It's talking about Kriya Shema. Now, it's in Meseches Megillah. I'll tell you why the Karbonate is doing that. Because otherwise this Yerushalmi is flat out contradiction to the Bavli. So the Karbonate is, I've got no problem with it, because this Yerushalmi is talking about Kavanah. What special Tefillah needs special Kavanah? Kriya Shema. So it must have been talking about Kriya Shema, and therefore Kriya Shema, if you doze, you're not Yotzei. Megillah, you are Yotzei.
But with the reader again, if the reader has to have Kavanah to be Yotzei the listener.
Oh, so excellent, excellent. So if the reader's not having Kavanah, doze off. So Mishnah Berurah, we're going to talk about in a minute, says you could have Kavanah at the beginning, and that counts the whole way through. Because otherwise not. I hope Richie Spear, when he's doing the Megillah, is not thinking about Kavanah the entire second, because then he's going to mess up. You know, you have to have like a, it's a Kavanah, like here, I'm hereby reading all of this is Kavanah. He's not thinking at every word, hereby Yotzei Megillah, I'm hereby Yotzei Megillah.
He's particularly, specifically not Yotzei.
So if he falls asleep in the middle now, he dozes off in the middle, so is he Yotzei? Not? So according to answer number one, the Mordechai, he is Yotzei, because he must have said every word. He didn't have Kavanah. He had Kavanah at the beginning, it was covered everything. But according to the second answer of Ashlama, he says, no, the reader is certainly not Yotzei. Listeners would be Yotzei if they just fall asleep and the reader is not falling asleep. The Ravan says they're both Yotzei. That's answer number three. How do you deal with the Bavli? How do you deal with the Yushami? That's not talking about anything. It's talking about Krishna. Answer number four is in Amuka Yosef. He says, it depends when you fall asleep. In other words, I'll tell you when. I'll tell you the most frustrating part of Megillah for me. I don't know why, especially young Israel. You guys are all older men. You guys should be like a machbit about this. What's up with the ping for Haman? Come on. No one here has made complained here. Guys, where's Mr. Shkolowitz? No. Got to tell him to make a macho about this, yeah? That like, you don't find the banging annoying in the middle? No. Raise your hand if you find the banging and there's the stopping for Haman annoying. It's annoying. It's annoying. It's the most disturbing thing. If I can't focus, I really hate the banging for Haman. What do they do in yeshivas? You bang at the first one and the last one. Huh. That's it. That's the way to do it. There's no halacha. You have to bang by Haman. It's minhag Yisrael. Mr. Burr says it's disturbing.
Week, Rabbi Yol, remember?
Says it's disturbing. It's
only by Haman HaGogi.
Gogi.
And I told him that.
Yeah.
That the rabbi, I remember when I grew up, the rabbi in my shul said that to the and didn't let anybody bang unless it was Haman HaGogi.
That's the way it should be.
And then you hardly had any Hamans. So much less. Anyway. Yeah. But so the rabbi wasn't sure. Does it really mean that? Or
I don't think it means. I never interpreted it that way. But Mr. Burr says, look, it's minhag Yisrael. Minhag Yisrael is to bing. So, but then again, there are great posts, Kinkuin Mogen Avram and others, who said it's disturbing. So I'll tell you when you fall asleep. By Haman. Says the Nemuke Yosef, let's say you fall asleep at a pause in Megillah. No way, what happens to Haman? You read, Vayavo Haman. Everyone bangs. Okay. You fall asleep at that point, right? You're in the bank. Puts you to sleep. Okay, maybe it's not so. But you're so tired. They're not reading anymore. Maybe it's not such a loud shul. Yeah? And you fall asleep. And then what happens? What does Mr. Spirit do the second after? What does he say? What's his next word?
Haman.
So you're awake for that second Haman. So you didn't miss any words. Says the Muke Yosef. He's not exactly talking about my Haman situation. He's talking about pauses. He says, you fall asleep during a pause. I'm suggesting what's the only pause in the Megillah is really when you pause for the Haman, which is the most annoying thing. Because Inami, Avimisnamim bin Seirug with Seirug, between pause and pause, like breath. So you have, or he goes, or Parshandasas, you know, when he's going,
right.
You fall asleep at that point, and then you wake up for the Arisai and Varisasas, etc. Yeah.
What happens if they start banging after the word before the word Haman?
You're talking to the wrong person. There is no one who finds it more frustrating.
Especially
you're fasting. You're fasting, and it delays the Megillah 10 minutes because people are look. It's a Capcom. I mean, here it's not so crazy. We don't have that many children, but still, it's
terrible.
Yeah, but even
correct.
Asthma, and you should, in most shuls, they don't let you do the Capcom anymore. But still, it's the guy. Then you always have the dope in the back who's got the foghorn or whatever, he's got like some like thing, and he makes it yonus to the whole Megillah. Yeah,
some kid behind me shot confetti up,
right? It's disturbing as anything.
My Megillah after
I assure you that was not minhag Yisrael. Minhag Yisrael is that you're banging, it's annoying, you step to stop. But look, anyway, I'm a big proponent, in case you can't tell, of the first and the last. You could go have a ruckus for 30 seconds at the first, a ruckus for 30 seconds at the end. You could bang, stamp, kick, dance, whatever you want to do, and then you move on. Anyway, says the Nemuke Yosef, it's a very simple answer. You never, if you fall asleep by any word, you're the reader or the listener, you're not Yotzei Megillah. The only time that falling asleep is permitted
in
is in between words. Says the Tiwa Yonah, I've got a fifth answer. Fifth answer is, of course, cites the Chida. He says that it depends what, yilchechila or bidyeved. Meaning, if you fall asleep and the guy next to you sees you falling asleep, you know what he should do? Elbow you so that you go back and repeat the last pasuk yourself. But if at the end of the Megillah, your friend says to you, you know, David, I just let you know, I saw you fall asleep 35 times during the meal. Obviously, he was concentrating a lot also, yeah? But he's been staring at you, and he's like, I counted 35 times, one more than Haman, or whatever it was, yeah? And then, what are you supposed to do? He's like, and he says, you never fell asleep, but you kept on going like this. You know, 35 times I saw your head fall. And that, says the Chida, your Yotze B'dievet. In other words, ideally, in the middle of Megillah, if you notice that you're falling asleep, repeat that word. That's what the Yerushalmi says. But the Bavli is talking about, once you've already completed Megillah, do you have to go back and hear a new Megillah again? Answer is, you do not. That's five answers.
You'd be even more tired for the second
one. Exactly. But now, that's great. All of this is nice lumdus. How do you paskin? I hate to break it to you. You know which answer we paskin like? I'll read it to you. Answer is not the one you wanted to hear as the listener. It's good for Richie Spear. It ain't good for anyone else in this room. Kara misnamne. If you read it and you doze off and you're the reader, ho of lo nirdim bishina, since you didn't get into a deep sleep, yotza. Avoim shama misnamne. But if you hear it and you're dozing off, lo yotza. You're not Yotze. Game over. We passed him like answer number two, I think. It was number two. I forget what number we said. No, answer number one. Was it 1-1? That only the reader is Yotze. The listener is not Yotze. Mr. Brura explains, because the listener will invariably miss words. He says like this, Debekriya kevan shekore karoi, since you read it, if you're reading every word, for sure you're going to read every word. If you're dozing when you're reading, you're going to make sure you read every word. And if you see yourself sleeping, you'll reread that word. As opposed to listening, you're going to miss a couple of words. So how do we explain all those other opinions? I'll tell you explain the other opinions. You can either quote the Sefer Sifsei Yitzchak, which I found in Achron, or you could reread the Sleeping Center. What's the pshat in all those other mafarshim? That even when you're dozing, I read you the Sleeping Center in English. Now I'll read you in Hebrew the Sefer Sifsei Yitzchak. Same exact answer. It's different venues or different areas that they're coming from. He says, listen to this. He says, Shashomea misnamim. You're sleeping, you doze off when you hear it dozing off. Bivadai chosro kamatebis. Don't be a fool. You for sure missed a couple of words. So how come some rabbis say you're Yotze? Klomer shebevadei will hear gesheshomea klau. Bichnisas kamatebis. Ozno b'shasakriya. When it went into your ear, you certainly didn't hear it. That's what he says. Elashashlomav siyasu sotom. So what are those mefarshim like that? Shlomo who said the listener can be Yotze. Sh'apal pikein Yotze. Even if you miss words, you're Yotze. What does that mean? Tave ein oznov stumus. Because your ears aren't closed. V'chol ma'ashakara kore. Whatever the reader reads, nichnas v'oznei ha'shomea. It went into that dozer's ears. Ela shelo sam libo l'shmiyaso. He didn't focus on it. V'ohir gishklau b'shmiyaso. He didn't resonate with him at all, ma'achem ha'zeh. Shumas namni. However, if it goes into your ears, whether you remember it, whether you focus on it, whether you process it, you heard it. You're not deaf. It's not like you can't hear. You heard it. It didn't focus on it. So that's what those opinions who say you're Yotze. Problem is, we don't baskin like that. We baskin, Mr. Brewer is quite clear. If you doze during the Megillah, you are not Yotze Kriyas Megillah. Now, this has three practical applications with the last 4 seconds of this shiur. Ready? Application number one is Rabbi Yashiv says, spacing out is, let's say you space out during Megillah. Now, often you space out. It's a long Megillah, especially if you're dragging it around a little bit. Yeah, he's not a speedster reader. So what are you going to do? So you space out. Are you Yotzei Megillah or not? Says Ryashev, it's actually worse because he says, it's actually better, he says, if you space out. Sorry. It's better if you space out than if you doze, because when you space out, at least you hear the words. Although he says total lack of focus, you might be that you're not Yotzei, because total lack of focus, if you're really focused on like a work project or something else, and your mamish don't even focus on the words at all, then maybe that's like dozing. Point number one. Point number two, I saw Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Rabinovich, quote of a brother, Rabbi Gamliel Rabinovich, says, you should not use a Megillah with pictures. Interesting thing, because the pictures would distract you. Because what are you busy doing? You're busy looking at the artwork and the etc. I don't think it means this typical art scroll which has a picture of Esther on the side. But if you have one of these Megillahs which are ornate and elaborate and all the Italian drawings, then maybe something like that you shouldn't use. And the third final point said, what about by Tekiya Shofar, if you blow up? Yeah, right? Mr. Klein, we'll have the perfect time over here. Yeah, it's hard to fall asleep during Mr. Klein's Tekiya Shofars. But let's say you're really tired. Rosh Hashanah is for sure. You're exhausted. You didn't take a nap the first day because you're very makbid about that. Second day comes in, you're out like a light. Or you fall out, keep on dozing off. For that, you would be Yotzei because there is no din of Kavana by Tekiya Shofar. It's only an issue of Megillah. So the upshot is you really, really should try hard not to doze off during Mikra Megillah. Otherwise, you're really not Yotzei, according to many of these poskim. If you really doze off and you don't hear a word or two here or there, you would not be Yotzei. Of course, you could make it up as you're reading. If you see you're dozing off, you reread that word to yourself. That's fine, just like if you don't hear a word, but your person should be conscious. Answer is, tell your wives you're about to take a nap. Tiny sister, especially if she needs help, tell her, oh, now's the perfect time for nap time, right when she needs help, and then you can sleep for 3 hours Friday, the afternoon of tiny sister, and then you'll hopefully make it through Megillah. I try to take a 20-minute nap on the couch, but otherwise, I know I'm going to fall asleep during Megillah also, otherwise you have problems. Yeah.
So you're saying reading certain words, if you miss, is there any difference if you're following the cloth?
There, it's a great question, a whole nother chabur. The simple answer is it's much better you follow the cloth. People like me that don't have a cloth, then you deal with the sitter, it's fine also. It's a bidiyavet. Yep. Shkoyach.